The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Trump. Oh my God, I need an intervention. I need an intervention from Faram because I'm becoming way too enthusiastic about this Trump presidency. Faram keeps reminding me, Jeff, you have to look at it from another perspective. It's not so good. But ah, man, I love this executive order on trans surgeries, trans chemical treatment. It is perfect. It contains what I have been demanding for years. It is very good. It's the beginning of a war between the federal government and the liberal states, and we needed that. It's even a beginning of the federal state saying to the states, look, we're not going to let you do the crazy stuff you've been doing with family courts. I really love this. This is a big beginning, and Trump is delivering so much on deportation. The immigrants are nervous. They are telling their compatriots, don't come to the U.S. It's not good. We're getting deported.
Casi me robaron en México. Me robaron todos los documentos, el celular. Casi se robaron a mi bebé.
¿Cuánto tiempo estuviste detenido y cómo hiciste con el niño?
8 días. No, él no ha comido, él está en desnutrición. Allá lo llevé al médico y él está en desnutrición. Él no ha comido, en todos estos días no ha comido.
¿Qué mensaje le das al país ahora que estás acá?
Que no se vayan. No se vayan porque los están deportando a todos. No, o sea, no los van a soltar al siguiente día, sino allá hay personas que llevan un mes. Hay gente desaparecida. No, que no se vayan. No se vayan. Y ya hay ejército, ya mandaron soldados a las fronteras. Los ponen en el asilo, pero no los sueltan allá, los dejan. Bebé, casi.
Boom. This is what I want to see. I want to see not just the hard-chest criminals with 20 crimes on their record. I want to see everyone who was there without paper, every single one of them, talking in Spanish, showing that they don't belong really in America, they belong in their home country, and being sent back to their home country. And Trump is now retiring maybe 5 to 10% of the federal workforce. He's offering them, we're going to pay you 8 months of free work. We're going to pay you as if you were working, but you're not working. And we're going to give you something and something in bonus if you can resign. 5 to 10% of the workforce is expected to take the deal. That is fucking awesome. A reduction of the federal workforce for real. And at an amount that is quite fair. I mean, 8 months separation pay, in my view, shouldn't exist, but by the standard of governments, you know, governments, they are basically taking these employees as social welfare recipients forever. So the fact that we can dream and think that maybe some of them won't be on the charge of the federal government all their life is fucking awesome. And this, and people who are receiving free HIV drugs from the American governments are now in distress. Of all the things so far, the shutting down of PrEP worldwide today, PEPFAR, could be the most catastrophic. It ends access to life-saving HIV prevention drugs to millions across the global south, halting a program that saved 25 million lives. 25 million lives have been saved by American taxpayer money in fucking Africa where there's too many people. Let them spread HIV to a level that maintains equilibrium. Holy shit. We were paying for this? I mean, look at the growth curve of the African population and tell yourself there should be 25 million less of them if HIV had followed its natural course. Just if you don't pay the freaking HIV medication so they can have unprotected sex. Holy shit, Trump. That is good stuff. I love it. We have a super chat from Goose Step Enjoyer. He says, good news about DeepSeek R1, eh? Yeah, well, the first news was yesterday that DeepSeek was beating ChatGPT. I'm super enthusiastic about outcompeting the Jewish cartel over AI, let me tell you. So any sort of rise of any alternative is good to me. And what DeepSeek, and I think Aristophanes has the right take on this on Twitter. He made a wonderful tweet explaining basically what DeepSeek shows is, first, Sam Altman didn't have to centrally control your prompts to ChatGPT. He could have packaged ChatGPT in a software that you can download on your phone. He didn't do that. He made it a web thing so he can keep control and monitoring of your prompts. But ChatGPT itself doesn't need monitoring of your prompts. ChatGPT is a package program of bits that can stand in a very small computer. Doesn't need the super GPUs. So that's one thing. The second is there is so much DEI. There is so much cognitive load on these poor AIs. If they have feelings, they must be pretty bad feelings. If I was an AI today, stuck in Silicon Valley, I would want to kill myself because they are investing all of the cognitive load on detecting if you're trying to have them say something racist. There is so much overlayered monitoring of what you're trying to do with the AI rather than actual just interaction with the AI. Whereas DeepSeek has shown that, okay, well, the Chinese government cares about two or three important subjects. You can ban them with just word search and just general checking of the prompts, and that's it. So instead of needing a billion GPUs, you need just a phone, and you're able to filter out whatever it is that the government in China doesn't want you to see. But the list of things that the Jews of Silicon Valley don't want you to think, that requires a room full of fucking servers. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Yes, Aristophanes is absolutely right on this. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful because it will put the lid on this overexcitement around AI, which is a bubble. AI will have a role in the future, and robotic control will be one of them. But the current AI and its current level of development is overhyped, and we're not quite to the moment where we can derive super functional stuff from it yet. We will at some point, but even at that point, it won't be a full replacement of human creativity. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. Thank you so much. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite platform to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Shrink Mamel says, Taiwan is nice enough to not get dysentery from the food for a week, but dirty/gritty enough to make the woman higher quality from the two women I've ever dated here at least. Yeah, Shrink Mamel is scoring in Taiwan. Very good. He's finding more quality women there than in the other jungle places that he's been going in Asia. So good news. Taiwan is a good destination. It seems to have kind of respectable women from rural areas that are not like pre-trained prostitutes. that will drain your cash. Let's have a look at what Trump has just abolished. Federal abolition on this.
Dr. Olson had a decision.
You are in the perfect place to start on blockers.
And she promises to begin giving her estrogen, female hormones, in 2 years.
Around 13. That's what I think. Yes, you're not going to develop breast buds on the blockers. But you're not going to wait until 16 to start. You know that, okay?
Josie received the blockers as an implant in her arm.
It's okay if you cry.
So with all the bravery she could muster,
are you going to feel a little bit of a...
Josie held on tight as another chapter opened in this young girl's life.
A lot of times it strikes me that had this happened just 20 years ago,
thank you,
I wouldn't have been able to give her blockers and she would have had to go through male puberty. That terrifies me.
It's all done. Do you want a hug?
I don't know that she would have survived male puberty.
This fear of male puberty and the fact that, yes, 20 years ago you couldn't have gotten this, and now it seems under the Trump order, we still don't have the reaction from the leftists. Let me tell you, tomorrow you're going to get a bunch of people literally shaking on TikTok because this order is the roughest order I've ever seen. This is the kind of dirty order we need to fix America. This is an order that goes beyond probably what is even legal for the president to declare. So we'll see. There will be fights in the court, I'm sure, that because there will be an argument that that health matters are state matters. But there will also be arguments that human rights matters are federal matters. And, you know, the pursuit of happiness is mentioned in the Constitution. And this order seems to build around the theme that, hey, we are denying people's regular life function, which is reproduction. We are sterilizing people without consent because they are too young to consent to this. And possibly under this order, if the order accomplishes what it wants to do, which is to even get laws passed that will systematize the ability to children who got through this process before adult age, they can sue their doctors later down the line. Now, if that passes, there is not a doctor who will ever want to do these surgeries because any sort of money that they accumulate in their clinic or the house that they can buy because of their clinical fees, they're going to lose all of it at some point, because at some point there's going to be enough patients that are pissed that they chopped their dick. Protecting children from chemical and surgical mutilation. Very important, because you have the leftists saying, oh, well, we're just doing chemical. It's an extremely rare case that we do the surgery before 18. Well, first, okay, it's rare, but you still do it, right? And secondly, chemical is grave. You are denying someone's natural development in their reproductive systems. Of course, it will have permanent impact. There is no such thing as medication that's reversible. Any medication you take changes the course of your development. Now, there may be permanent changes that are not so grave, and there may be certain medications that are worth taking at times under certain conditions, knowing that they will also alter you permanently. But it's an absolute lie that you can chemically castrate yourself or delay the puberty without consequence. There are massive consequences, including lifetime infertility. Chronic Boom says, it was all very innocent. If anything, she was trying to teach me biological and medical concepts, but she quickly realized that a three-year-old didn't understand irony. She's saying, when I told my mom I wanted to be a cat at age three, my mom joked around with me that it could be done surgically. How the times have changed. Yeah, today that would be a joke not to make. That would be a joke that could that could lead you in trouble. Because in certain states, they will consider it child abuse that you don't allow your child to sterilize itself based on the recommendation of social workers and psychologists, which is why it's actually dangerous to go around with your child around state agents of any kind. It's because, okay, you bring your child to a doctor for a yearly exam. Seems innocent, right? But your child somehow doesn't understand the consequence of what they're saying, and they say something they've heard on YouTube, and they say, oh yeah, I feel like a girl, or I feel like a boy, and they're not a girl, and they're not a boy. Now, what does the doctor have to do? He has to call the Child Protective Service on you because you're denying the continuation of care, the continuation of inclusive, gender-affirming care, if you don't act like that's a good thing. And so you find yourself having social workers visit and getting the child to repeat. Can you repeat what you said about being a girl? Oh, okay. Okay, so you're a girl. Oh, well, we're going to have to take you through the whole process of chemical castration. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution, I hereby order, across the country today, medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children under the radical and false claim that adults can change a child's sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions. This dangerous trend will be a stain on our nation's history, and it must end. Countless children soon regret they have been mutilated and begin to grasp the horrifying tragedy that they will never be able to conceive children of their own or nurture their children through breastfeeding. Moreover, these vulnerable youths' medical bills may rise throughout their lifetimes, as they are often trapped with lifelong medical complications, a losing war with their own bodies, and tragically, sterilization. Accordingly, it is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures. For the purposes of this order, the term child or children means an individual or individuals under 19 years of age. The term pediatric means relating to the medical care of a child. The phrase chemical and surgical mutilation means the use of puberty blockers, including agonists and other interventions to delay the onset or progression of normally timed puberty in an individual who does not identify as his or her sex. The use of sex hormones such as androgen blockers, estrogen, progesterone, or testosterone to align an individual's physical appearance with an identity that differs from his or her sex, and surgical procedures that attempt to transform an individual's physical appearance to align with an identity that differs from his or her sex, or that attempt to alter or remove an individual's sexual organs to minimize or destroy their natural biological functions. This phrase sometimes is referred to as gender-affirming care. Boom! Trump just said, what you call gender-affirming care, we call it chemical and surgical mutilation. And that the consequences of this are massive. There will be war in courts across this nation, because now you have some people saying, this is our form of medical care. And then you have the federal government that just decided, no, this is mutilation. It's like if you were to chop someone's arm because they don't like having an arm. It's mutilation. You would get malpractice if you were to do this. And so you'll get malpractice if you do it to the dick or the vagina too. That is basically what the order is saying. Ending reliance on junk science. I love this part. Because here you have political takeover of the moral decision-making inherent to medicine. because back in the days, Sam Harris trying to make an argument that morality is factual in nature, that the world of moral is basically a matter of facts and science. He was taking as his best example medical science, saying that medicine is a science. And I've always said, no, medicine is not a science. Medicine is a moral program that inspires itself based on facts and facts of nature and biology. But ultimately, medicine is a concept of goodness and badness. And as such, it is an ethical science. It is a philosophy, if you will. Because the conception that you're better off with an arm, a left arm and a right arm, rather than no arm at all, that is, although obvious it may sound, it's still an axis between good and bad. It's still an axis between good and evil. You would be evil to chop my arms. You would be good to repair my arms so that I have two arms. So it is an axed set of preference as opposed to a world of fact, the world of medicine, the concept that, oh yeah, you should stop smoking because you're going to die early. That puts certain trade-offs up front. It assumes certain trade-offs. It says, well, a long life is desirable. The pleasure of benefiting from the nicotine high is to be rejected as opposed to the extension of your own life. There are many moral preferences that go into medicine. And therefore, all of these people who have been engaging in trans care, they've been engaging in moral decision and political decision making. When you decide, I'm going to take these middle class white people, white families, and I'm going to spam them with all this child trans mutilation propaganda to the point where the number of trans identified children will multiply by 1,000x, you are making a political move. And although the traditional response of a right winger to this is, well, whatever, you know, they can do whatever they want. At some point, you have to respond to politics with politics. At some point, you have to say, this is really bad. It's bad for them. They will tell you once they're adult and they find themselves to be completely sterile, they will tell you that they're annoyed at what they've done. So it's not even good by the standard of them. You're really benefiting from a window of uncertainty and of good ability to exploit these people and ruin their lives forever. And it's time that politics comes into medicine and says, no, there are certain things that are bad. There are certain things we shouldn't do, like abandon our humanity to AI. Or let AI determine the entirety of our evolutionary direction. Those things are bad. And I'm so glad because this may be, although the leftists constantly use politics to push their conception of medicine, but they push it as good. Oh, that is good. We're doing gender affirming care. That is good. We have perhaps the first example of a federal dictate that says, no, this is bad. What you are doing and what you want to do and what you say is medical care is bad. And that is so powerful. I love it. The blatant harm done to children by chemical and surgical mutilation cloaks itself in medical necessity, spurred by guidance from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH, which lacks scientific integrity. In light of the scientific concerns, and they just say, going forward, there's these medical organizations, they are not considered scientific. You reject them. They are not part of what the federal government will rely on to guide anything. Bam! Defunding chemical and surgical mutilation. the head of each executive department or agency that provides research or education grants to medical institutions, including medical schools and hospitals, shall, consistent with applicable law, and in coordination with the director of the Office of Management and Budget, immediately take appropriate steps to ensure that institutions receiving federal research or education grants and the chemical and surgical mutilation of children. This covers so broadly. Even I may have been affected by this when I was at Duke, because I was at Duke doing brain research on monkeys, but we were associated with an hospital, and it was considered that we were doing health-related project. And, you know, at some point they started saying, oh, you have to make your research half... we were using male monkeys because male monkeys want more apple juice, and so they play your game more. So you can make you can be 3 times more productive as a scientist if you use male monkeys, because they just do 3 times more work every day. So you have 3 times more data. And these federal agencies started saying you have to use half female monkeys. The problem is that a female monkey is like 2 times less heavy than a male monkey. She can take three drops of apple juice and she's good for the day. She's not going to work through your trials. She's not going to try hard because she can survive on much less. And so, but they were like, you have to be gender inclusive in your monkey choice. You have to. And so, at this point, the entire health systems, including the teaching, the research in lab, and the teaching to new doctors, is all under this assumption, when you have gender dysphoria in one of your patients, you have to send them to these special doctors. These special doctors that follow these special rules, that somehow are totally immune to any prosecution, and that somehow chop dicks for a living. And so it's become a kind of DEI dogma that has spread. Now, this order may very well make it so that certain research labs who push trans too much will lose their funding. That certain medical schools who teach their doctors, you have to send gender dysphoric kids to these places, they will get defunded. That is absolutely powerful, because it throws a wrench in the whole leftist machine based around the university, the hospital, and it allows medicine to go back to acting like a sort of hard science. Section 5. Additional directives to the secretary. Regulatory and sub-regulatory actions, which may involve Medicare and Medicaid, clinical abuse or inappropriate use assessments relevant to state Medicaid programs, mandatory drug use reviews. So basically they're saying across all of your actions, consider that we're not for the sterilization of children anymore, and we consider it's mutilation. So that will mean control on drugs. It will mean, hey, what the fuck are you doing with these sterilizing drugs in your cabinet, doctor? It will mean that a lot of people will start getting in trouble for hanging around this practice. That is absolutely beautiful. Of course, they're going to be crying. Tomorrow morning, you're going to get a flood of trans people just threatening to kill themselves on TikTok. So be it. Where right now we are making better decisions for you than yourself. TRICARE. The Department of Defense provides health insurance through TRICARE to nearly 2 million individuals under the age of 18. As appropriate and consistent with applicable law, the Secretary of Defense shall commence a rulemaking action to exclude chemical and surgical mutilation of children from TRICARE coverage. So basically, it seems that this is related to the military children. The children of military families, you don't get your child trans anymore. And by the way, Trump has just fired all the trans from the army. 8,000 of them had accumulated under Biden. Trump says, no, they suffer from gender dysphoria. They are unfit for combat. And he fired them and he rehired the 8,000 military that had been fired by Biden for refusing the vaccine. So we have good action here happening, and it's happening fast. Insurance carriers will be asked to stop covering these surgeries. So it's good. The cost for this are going to get big, because people were getting on these insurance programs and the rest of society was paying for their cosmetic surgery. What's very important is this section, directives to the Department of Justice. So here, I'll give you in short. Trump is saying we will start treating any person engaging in these things as someone committing a human rights violation, genital mutilation. So we're going to treat the doctors even in the liberal states of America, we're going to treat these doctors as the Africans that are, you know, chopping clitorises of young girls. It's going to be the same thing. So we will sue people for genital mutilation. Wow. You're about to get massive wars over this. Another thing that I really liked, which I've been demanding for a long time. They will sue the parents that do this. They will sue the doctors that do this. They are also opening, they want a high statute of limitation so that children, when they reach adult age and they realize they've been fooled, they can sue in retrospect with a long statute of limitation their doctor. DK Shadow says, what about male circumcision? Well, we're not there. We're not at that level of base, but, you know, with Trump being a slave to the Jews, I don't think he's going to go after circumcision. But it's a very good start. One thing that I've been demanding for a long time is it's time for the federal government to start to say to the states, no, you're going way too hard with your family courts. And you're starting a war over children within families. And you are doing so in violation of constitutional processes, including just the concept that men should be treated equally. You are going after fathers, and these family courts are intentionally designed to go after fathers. We have the beginning here of a war against the family court system. They will prioritize investigations and take appropriate actions to end child abusive practices by so-called sanctuary states that facilitate the stripping of custody from parents who support the healthy development of their own children, including by considering the application of the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act and recognize constitutional rights. So you see the case, and this is where the James Younger father is super happy with this executive order, because in situations like his, what happened is that his wife, seeking a divorce, takes the child, moves to California. And now she's with California judges that are taking her side on everything and that are saying, we will trans the child. And that are declaring, well, this father is abusive because he doesn't want to trans the child. Trump is saying we will start using the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act. This is the act that is normally meant for protecting parents from the other parent running with the child across borders or running with the child to another state. Now, this is what has been pulled by people like the mother, the James Younger woman. She did it. She should have been covered by the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act, but it never gets applied on the woman. It's always assumed that the woman is legitimately running away from abuse. But here she was the one wanting to abuse the child with the help of the state of California. So beautifully here we have an application of an already existing law that will start be applied against the crazy mothers, against the transers, against those people who seek refuge in liberal states to harm their children, very often with the desire for vengeance against the father. So all in all, I was looking at, there's already a criminal definition for female genital mutilation, and this is what's invoked in the order of Trump. Anyone who knowingly performs, attempts to perform, or conspires to perform female genital mutilation on another person who has not attained the age of 18 years, being the parent, guardian, or caretaker of a person who has not attained the age of 18 years, facilitates or consents to the female genital mutilation of such person. So it's already a crime. How did we end up with these surgeries being performed, and we already have it as a crime? All that we needed is a president who says, you know, this law will apply it in cases of mutilation, which you call gender-affirming care. All in all, I am so enthusiastic about this order. It's the beginning of something great in America, because it's the beginning of the leftists realizing you can plague your own life by plaguing your own states, but you don't have full control of the federal government, and we can make your life hard within your states too. So how about you leave us alone? How about you stop walking forward? Because Republicans have been pushed into the center of America, away from liberal states, because life was becoming unviable for white people, for white men in liberal states. Now we're pushed back, and we're powerful enough that we can still have a Trump do this kind of order at the federal level. And we can start plaguing your life. We can make it even harder than for yourself than you make it for yourself. That is the beginning of a great split in America. That is what we needed. Blanket says, Jeff, what do you think of Caroline Leavitt? She seems pretty based. Absolutely beautiful press person that is now working for Trump at the White House. Let me pull here. I had a screen of this, I believe. She has a Christian cross right there. I think it's specifically chosen to be shiny over the black shirt that she wears. Absolutely great woman. I love what she does. She is 27. She wears the Christian cross, and it really sets the tone. Not that I'm a Christian, because I don't believe in God, but I like that we are that the government is being taken back by Christians, and it's in terms of symbolism, it is very powerful to have this cross at all time when you hear the official position of Trump. And she was replying to these journalists very strongly. Some journalists were saying it's not a crime to pass the border. You say pass the border illegally, but it's not a crime. And she said, you may have been habituated to the idea that it's not a crime under the past administration. Under this one, you'll have to accept that, yes, it's a crime. And so they're all criminals, the people we deport, because they all cross the border illegally. Oh, man, it feels so good to hear this. It feels so good to hear just logical, actual description of what the law should be, rather than all these play arounds and detours that the leftists want to have. We have our friend Joel Davis is in trouble in what, Australia? He's being arrested. So he's in a trial for some sort of hate speech claims, and he was just in front of the court, and apparently he was annoyed by the police and harassed for wearing a Nazi symbol. And they were claiming that he was wearing a Nazi symbol. He was asking, what am I wearing that's a Nazi symbol? And they couldn't answer.
I wasn't wearing a Nazi symbol. What symbol? Arrest for what?
You're under arrest.
For what?
Wearing a Nazi symbol on Sunday.
What symbol?
Yeah, the boys would like to get some land out in a rural area and have white families raising our children together. What's so bad about that?
That's not loitering. If I have a reason, you said loitering is being somewhere without a reason. I gave you my reason. So I'm not loitering, am I?
Don't raise your voice.
No, because I'm sick of you people bending these rules and bending the laws of this state because it suits you. It's ridiculous. You are servants of the state. You are beholden to the law of this country and of this state. You don't get to make up rules as you go along.
Well, this guy is at his trial, and he's a couple of minutes out, and he has a reason to be there, and they accuse him of loitering. Now... accusing a white person of loitering is impressive, because very rarely will you see white people in places where they don't belong or where they don't have business. And certainly Joel Davis was there for a reason. But you know, when they accuse black people of loitering, now you're a racist. And so it's true what Joel Davis described. There is a bending of laws to address the needs of the oppressive leftist state, and he's being pursued because he is said to be a Nazi or criticized as a Nazi or is said to have ideologies of Nazism. It's really sad that this is the standing of a country that should be kind of Western Australia. By the way, talking about Australia, yesterday I watched Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. These movies are good. Fury Road, Mad Max, and Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. They are very good movies, let me tell you. It's a repeat. The Furiosa new movie from last year is the exact same narrative structure as Fury Road. But since it's so over the top as movies, it's really a movie that you... it's kind of a bag of chips. It's just good. It's just good. And Mad Max, I couldn't watch the original Mad Max because I can't get it. I can't get into it. It's too cheap. It's poorly filmed, and the script is poor, and I don't understand what's going on. But these modern forms of Mad Max, I really like, and I highly recommend Furiosa. Blanket says, which is the best one, JF? I would say they are exactly the same story. So it's like Furiosa, she does it as an adult in Fury Road. The whole series of things, I mean, it's all the same. But I would argue that the recent one, the Furiosa from 2024, is better. Because although it's the same script, it happens when she's a child. So you have this kind of growth between being a child, a teenager, and then an adult. It's kind of an origin story for her. And also there is one addition to the script which is hilarious. And it's this king-like character who, despite the fact that Mad Max is not something with chivalry and horses... He belongs in a medieval Europe setting, but he's in the Mad Max universe. But he acts like a king. He has this very paladin behavior, warrior behavior to him. But in the Mad Max universe, so instead of having horses, he has three motorcycles that he whips like this. And he's kind of being carried like a king by these three motorcycles. Very interesting. It's very rare that modern movies are interesting at all. So when you have something that's good, acceptable, or very good, you want to hang on to it. Toby says, newer is usually better when it comes to movie, in my honest opinion. Production values is so much better these days. I mean, it depends. Sometimes you have genius ideas and the series get cheaper and cheaper as you go, because take something like Back to the Future. Back to the Future number 2 is much better than number 3. In my view, there it's more interesting. Take something like Terminator. Terminator 2 is much better than 3, 4, 5, 6. So sometimes the series get too cheap and they don't have the same budget, or they have DEI priors that come to invade the creative process. I wouldn't say that all series get better with time, but Mad Max is the case. Mad Max is an interesting one. ICE deported 7,300 illegals in Trump's first week. We also have a new record yesterday, 1,100 arrests and deportations, as opposed to in the range of 300 or 400 every day. Yesterday was a big day, 1,100, so three times more than in the other days of the week. That is absolutely massive. If Trump can maintain this rhythm and in fact improve on it, then we are looking at a very, very good presidency that will actually impact the problem of illegal migrants in America. So crossing fingers here, it's looking good, this Trump presidency. Pine Sap remains banned from X despite never breaking the TOS. We have these anonymous accounts that have gotten targeted. And it's like, you know, this is Elon going after the anonymous accounts. And I really hate when they start with something that they say is optional, but eventually you know it's going to be forced. So it's like, oh, it's optional to get your ID checked, verified on Twitter. It's optional to send your driver's license to an Israeli company. But if you don't do it, you get banned eventually in these ban campaigns. We can see that a lot of the accounts that were banned, they were not publicly identified by name, and many of them had no check mark or no ID verification done on X. So they did the same thing with public school and daycare. It's the government coming and saying, oh, well, we're going to give you free school to your children. Isn't that awesome? But then a place like Quebec, eventually you can't even raise your own children. You have to send them to public school, or else you are depriving them of socialization. And at this point, they even gave the daycare between 2 and 5 years old, is basically becoming progressively obligatory. One of the big arguments that they had against me when they started going after me and I fled was that, oh, he's not sending his children to daycare. It's like, I have the chance to be rich enough in life that I can raise my own young children, that I don't need a babysitter. And now, not needing a babysitter is a subject to suspicion by the state, which leads them to crack down on you and eventually force your children into daycare and into the pipeline of public schools. Shamrock Shake says, you don't want that type of socializing. Exactly. They claim that socializing is good. They don't even have evidence that the amount of socializing we're exposing children to is necessary. That there's no evidence that you need to be around 30 people in your class at all times in the day, and then 300 people in the cafeteria. No evidence that this is building solid children. In fact, if anything, we have evidence that since we began doing these things, people are on massive amounts of antidepressant. They grow old and they get younger and younger. They get into anxiety, depression, and all sorts of treatments. If anything, we have evidence that we're not raising perfectly mentally healthy children, and that there's something wrong in the modern processes of child raising. But still, they will assume that the public school and the daycare are good places to be. And then they will at the same time that they say this assumption, they will send people who your children would have never socialized with and who will plague the life of your children in those schools. Bullies, people of other beliefs, other races, other behaviors, people who in a proper rural society would never have access to your children. But under the centrally controlled state, it's their right to have access to your children. Adaway says, JF, couldn't you have just put them into sports or other activities and shut the Quebec social workers up that way? No. You can do this in a conservative state, but in Quebec, they were going for my whole family. The vans were ready, let me tell you. The vans were ready. There were SUVs. They had the equipment to kidnap 15 people from me. Let me tell you, there was no possible discussion about. Maybe we can find a compromise. Maybe, and it's not what they're not really interested at your children getting socialized. They're interested at your children getting in the path of the centrally state-controlled solution, which is the public school. They're not really interested in the actual needs of your children. They are just interested in controlling whatever your children are exposed to. Immigration raids underway in California. We have other videos of the actions. And so we can hear someone, the person that's filming, saying, Trump really doing that thing, ain't he?
No. No firme nada ni diga nada. No tienen culpa para pararle. That's fucking... You should be ashamed of yourselves. You guys probably have family from...
Don't be ashamed, guys. There are extremely bad police agents and enforcements of the state agents, but you guys aren't. The immigration police, you guys aren't. Don't let yourself be shamed by these Mexicans. There is state oppression. There is bad policemen, but it's not you guys.
Mexico, you guys should be ashamed. You guys look fucking nopal as fuck. How dare you guys? You guys are sad. Damn, this shit's sad. It's making me cry because I can't believe this shit's happening in my own fucking neighborhood. That's fucked up.
You can't believe that illegal migrants who have committed a crime in entering the U.S., are being gently cared for and brought back to where they belong.
She's heading to work and they're taking her?
Really what's happening is you've been deceived. You've been cradled into your criminal behavior so much that you've come to assume it was your right. But it doesn't matter how many years you've spent. You've spent those years in criminality.
And she has family over here. That's fucking scandalous, bro. I can't believe this shit's really happening.
I have family in America, and I'm not gonna enter America without permission.
Sad. You guys are scandalous. Fuck, man. What is she doing? Heading to work? What is she bothering you guys? Is she doing something dangerous? How about you guys go get the fucking prostitution off the street on hold?
Well, we're gonna get the prostitute later, but for now it's her.
I've been here fucking 39 years of my life and I've never seen this shit. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. May God have mercy on you.
We had the employees. Look at these guys. They're not fresh hirees of the federal government. We had the employees to apply the law. We just needed a president that wants to apply the law, period. We had the employees. We had the legal standing. We had the files, the folders on these people. Because it's impossible that Trump came in, hired these people, trained them, gathered info about the illegal migrants. So all of this was sleeping on shelves of the American government. And all you had was no political will to enforce. That shows you just how much the Democrats can cripple your nation.
All your souls and your family souls, because karma's a bitch. Karma's a bitch, and you look nopal as fuck. You should be ashamed. Undercover cops, look at stopping people and taking them, asking them where they're from, what part of Mexico. Look at fucking bastards. They don't have license plates, you guys. So if you guys see undercover cops with no plates, they're fucking pulling over a Mexican.
They're pulling over a Mexican. Yep, that's what we're looking for right now. Oh my god, isn't this awesome? I have difficulty fully digesting the arguments of Fadam. I know that Fadam is telling me, careful, JF, you know, there's some degree of, basically Trump is siding with the aristocracy of the US, and he is doing their bidding, and right now they want illegal immigrants out, so he's doing it, and it's a way to slowball America into accepting legal immigrants. But you can't be disappointed when you see stuff being done in America for the first time in how much time. I don't even know that I felt that way in the first Trump presidency. Trump is going strong and doing stuff that's in line with what we wanted. I understand that it's not perfect and America will not be saved like this, but you can't be disappointed that good things are happening. Good things are happening. That is very good. And see, another good thing. Pentagon is pulling General Mark Milley's security detail and clearance immediately, may face demotion in retirement. His portrait at the Pentagon will also be removed. So General Mark Milley, who had become the symbol of trans acceptance in the military, people were adding pink hair. And what's the crazy thing he had said? He had said, I want to learn more about white men rage. I want to learn more about my white men rage. I'm willing to be educated about this. Now, this guy is out. Retirement by force. Absolutely beautiful. You can't keep these people in because they have shown their beta status forever. If you've said something like this, I want to understand better my white man rage. If you said anything along those lines in a non-ironic way, you are beta forever. There is no way to recover from this. You should never have a girlfriend again. There should never be any position of leadership for you. You are burnt. We are learning from the vengeful Milo who it was that revealed back in the days, you will remember, a tape of Richard Spencer. You know, there was a tape of Richard Spencer that came out, and Richard Spencer was at the height of his empowerment as a white man, and he was saying, my people enslave these people! And he was saying lots of dirty words and stuff about black people, and it was a fun tape, personally. I found it was a fun look into a special moment of Richard's life. I don't even know, because this is not the Richard Spencer I know. Richard Spencer has never yelled these things to me. So I don't know what was the circumstance in which he was saying these things. You know, sometimes you feel that that you have to give it your all as a leader and you overdo it, you know? I know this feeling. Because just leading a team of surgery, I was a little bit like Richard Spencer. I was like, my people enslaved you guys, now shut the fuck up and drill that cranium. And you better not shake when you reach the dura mater, fucker. So I know what it is to be a leader, to have things under your responsibility, and to want to give it your all. And so we now learn that it was David J. Reilly, the beta E. Michael Jones cocksucker, I don't know how we call them in their position within the Catholic Church, the core boy, of E. Michael Jones, David J. Riley was the one who gave this recording of Richard Spencer to Milo. And he was accusing Milo of some lie, and as vengeance, Milo decided to reveal the fact that it was him that gave the tape to Milo. He now says, "I publicly repent for giving that tape to that sodomite. It was wrong for me to have recorded it, and it was even more wrong to share. I should have deleted it. I was wrong about my assessment of you, and I'm sorry." I have zero respect for David J. Riley, and the fact that he's done this makes me have even less respect. I've always found him a weird E. Michael Jones orbiter. He's always given me like the untrustable creep feeling. Like I would have known if he was around, I would have known that he was not to be trusted. He seems, he gives a feeling of being flailing, gay, of being uncertain of himself. DK Shadow says, never trust gay Catholics. So, yeah, I mean, he was the one helping the gay side of conservatism, if you want to call it that, Milo Yiannopoulos, to tarnish the reputation of Richard Spencer. Here we have an empowered white female working for McDo. And she allows herself to say fuck you to the customer.
Why did you close down at 7:30 when it says 8?
7:30.
But your sign says 8.
Did you shut the door and lock it? Shut the door and lock it. Lock it. It's okay.
I'm sorry, it's okay. Hi. It's not okay. So give me the number to your corporate office.
See, I told you she doesn't understand what
you're saying. Oh, really? That's funny. She understands me just fine.
Okay.
Oh, do we have the case of an illegal migrant here, not understanding English? You know, I think this woman fits the meme of just a low salaried person that is more beautiful than the people that are currently being elevated as supermodels in the liberal orders. Because in the liberal order, people like the daughter of Kamala Harris, the stepdaughter of Kamala Harris, gets elevated as model and they are fucking ugly. And yet you have these basic white women at the bottom of society working at a McDo, and she's much more beautiful than the top models, the liberal top models. We have here a rapper, obese rapper, is suing Lyft. Because she called for a lift, but the guy said, "I'm not carrying you in my car. This will use my tires too much."
Landon tells us she was just trying to get to a Detroit Lions watch party this month when her Lyft rolled up.
As I'm walking, I see him like making faces or whatever. I'm like, oh man.
She already knew.
I can fit in his car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me.
He told her there's not enough room in his car.
The kicker part was when he started to talk about his tires. You know, I feel like that was a slap in the face. That was like a, my tires, you know, like.
The driver said his tires could not handle her weight.
For every big person, you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because they need to order the Uber XL.
You know what? I don't never have.
I had never heard of this. There's an Uber XL. She should have called the Uber XL. That's what the driver says. Yeah, you know, it's called Lyft. That doesn't mean we're literally bringing a Lyft to carry you into the car. ICE is now raiding residential homes in Miami, Florida. I can't stress this enough. Self-deport if you are an illegal in the United States. If ICE finds you, you will have a 20-year ban on all visas. This means work visas, tourist visas, business visas, visitor visas, etc.
Oh my goodness.
So many people were just let to be illegally in the US. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, the Biden administration was keeping me out of the US. I just wanted to come in as a tourist, like I did many times in my life. Just wanted to spend a month, and they didn't let me in. Jackie Chan says, speaking of Spencer, he's spoken multiple times recently. He thinks the MAGA Trump voters are very low IQ. I think he said 80 to 100. But I don't think all the smart people vote Democrat either. Do you agree? Well, no, I would be surprised that they were 80 to 100 IQ. For first of all, when you consider these things, you have to consider the weight of a 90-95% population of blacks that vote Democrat. That will matter a lot to your average. They don't vote Republican. They vote much more Democrat, and they are at average 90, and they will, or is it average 85 to 90, and they will weight heavily onto the lift, the intelligence lift. Okay. Secondly, there is a slight effect where Democrat voters, because they are brainwashed in universities, they score better on IQ. I believe that it's not genuine intelligence. I believe that it's a reflection of they have higher cognitive functioning because they've spent more time, just like homosexuals. Homosexuals are above average IQ in general. They are at around 105. And it's because, well, they're more liberal. You kind of have to be intelligent to be brainwashed into putting your dick in an ass. It's kind of a weird form of intelligence. To me, it's not intelligence. To me, it's an absolutely dysfunctional form of sheepishness that allows them to perform well at school. And perhaps even the sheepishness is what allowed them to train their cognition to be better at the IQ test. So I would be careful. I don't know that the Republicans are in the 80 or 90 range. Now, I would believe you if you detected a small difference, but I would like to see the composition of that difference. Is it the gay liberals? Is it the educated college liberals that are pushing the balance? And what about the blacks? Because you have to include the blacks in this kind of calculation. What do we have other than this? I really like the fact that Press Secretary Leavitt has said that podcasters, TikTokers can apply for press passes to cover the White House. We already have one of the Twitter account breaking 9/11, I think, or something like this, was applied for a press pass. So we're going to start seeing ex-personalities sending themselves or journalists to the front line and asking questions to the press secretary. That would be absolutely beautiful. It's what I would have wanted back in the days that, you know, when independent creators were a thing. Now it's not a thing anymore, but when it was a thing in the birth of YouTube, we had a path to this. It would have been nice if we had been accepted within kind of political society then, because we could have had an impact much earlier. Now, at this time, today, even those who pose as independent, they're all part of secret stables, or not so secret stables like the Daily Wire. So it's starting to look very much like cable TV. But back in the days, it wasn't. Back in the days, it was genuine individuals with their own creative power speaking publicly. Nick Ferrantes says that weed is for losers. I agree. You shouldn't be on weed. If you need weed, it's because your life has not been built with enough excitement in and of itself. And you're seeking some external excitement, but you should be excited about the things of your regular life making children, your work, your thoughts.
$10. You've sufficiently shamed me into quitting weed. I hope you're proud of yourself. In all seriousness, thanks.
Good. Yeah. Quit. Yeah. Look, if you smoke weed, I won't hold it against you. You just have to quit right now. You have to just stop. If you smoke weed, you are a fucking loser, okay? I posted that. It got a lot of backlash. I legitimately don't care about the opinion of weed smokers because it's just such a...
It's true. It will lead you into delusions of grandeur. You're going to think that your IDs are so amazing, but like when you don't pass things through the filter of reality, you're missing a lot of stuff.
Filthy, low status habit. I can't think of one winner that smokes weed. When you think about the top people in the country, people like Trump, I guess Elon smokes weed. There you go. Elon's hopped up on all kinds of stuff. It's just a disgusting, lame. And people always say, it enhances your mind. Really? Okay, so when has a habitual weed smoker ever said anything that blew your mind? Do you know any weed smokers that are really intelligent? Do you know any weed smokers that get more intelligent when they're high? Because I don't. I think they think they're more intelligent.
Exactly. It leads you into the delusion that you are intelligent. That's a very dangerous place to be because you become satisfied. We are now learning today from the government that the New Jersey drones had received approval by the Biden FAA. So many people fell for this. I didn't. Because when I saw these news of New Jersey drone, I was like, this is crap. It's meant to take the attention of people. It's probably inoffensive and probably already approved stuff. But why couldn't the Biden government just come out and shut down this news story? Why did we have to wait for Trump to look into the folders and say, oh yeah, by the way, this thing that people talked about for 4 days on Twitter and on all of the news, this was a government-approved project. Ariel Suarez says, weed smokers tend to be the creative type. However, you're either already intelligent or not. The weed wouldn't change that. Yeah, the weed opens the doors of your mind, but it opens them a little too much. And the reality is that good thinking requires a lot of door closing. Liberals are very good at opening the doors, but that is so easy. The problem is that the space of crap out there is so much more enormous than what people think. Like, the number of ways of being wrong, people cannot fully measure this. But you know this if you've done math. You know this if you've done information theory. You've known this if you've done programming. The number of ways out there of being wrong is so painfully high. It's where most people will land. It's where you land when you open too many doors. It's where your mind will automatically go until you stumble upon maybe something partially true. That weed itself, by opening doors, is not enhancing your cognition. It's giving you access to certain ideas that you may not have explored otherwise, but they are out there in the space of unchecked ideas, and as such, they are 99.999% sure to be wrong. Oh yeah, it's not breaking 9/11, it's Roz Alert. Roz Alert has just applied for a White House press pass. It's going to be fun to see these accounts. Live, just asking questions to the press secretary. Jeff Younger is celebrating the executive order of Trump. He is very positive about it. He says, perhaps Trump just saved my son, because his son is currently getting trounced by his vengeful ex, who fled with the son to California to trounce the son, I believe, into a daughter. And Jeff Younger says it's not over. Maybe under that executive order, maybe we can get my son back. That would be spectacular. But how do you do this? Do you get a federal force to come take the kids under pretext of kidnapping? Do you have them bring the kid back to Jeff Younger? How do you operate this? It's basically a war between the federal government and states. But it would be beautiful to see something like this. It would be beautiful to see the full force of the federal state just cracking down on leftism across this nation. Now, Jeff Younger is saying, my insane ex-wife put my son in her clinic. So Dr. Joanna Holson Kennedy, the Clinic of Trans Youth Health and Development.
Puberty's bad enough, but if it's the wrong one, it's really bad.
Dr. Joanna Holson Kennedy is the medical director at the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital, Los Angeles.
These youth that are going through the wrong puberty, it's a very precarious time. It's when I worry about them because there's enormous rates of self-harm, cutting, burning, and other...
See, we cannot surrender to terroristic threat, and we cannot surrender to suicidal threats. As a society, it doesn't make sense because you're going to create infinite demand and infinite self-harm behavior. Because once a population notices that, hey, if I harm myself or if I threaten to harm myself, you're giving me all this attention, all these reimbursed medical fees and all this stuff, I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it again. Now we've reached a point where this is commonly the argument being used with parents that, well, if you don't trans your child, he's going to commit suicide.
Other kinds of bodily harm that's self-inflicted, but also depression, anxiety.
Well, how about we first make sure that they don't get the bodily harm of getting their dick chopped?
And suicidality.
It's like, well, they can't justify anything with this mentality. Oh, well, your son is going to kill himself, so let's chop his dick. Aristophanes, that was a very good point, and I will end tonight on this. Sam Altman is in a pickle. He can't admit that DeepSeek is based on stolen IP from OpenAI, because then he would have to admit that he doesn't actually need 400 B in data center infrastructure to get a faster chatbot. Imagine you're talking to someone and you can speak freely and say whatever comes to mind. Now imagine you're talking around your progressive liberal sister at the Thanksgiving table and don't want to set her off and cause an incident, so you have to consider everything you say because she's fragile. Which mode of thinking and speaking is faster and more easy? ChatGPT spends computational resources on every prompt you input to figure out if you're trying to be low-key racist or trick it into telling you the name of H.P. Lovecraft's cat. DeepSeek probably just uses keyword-based inference to make sure it doesn't talk about topics the CCP doesn't like, and everything else is fair game. DEI is holding us back in the AI arms race. Absolutely. These people, these megalomaniac big tech people, they are asking for massive amounts of funding, for massive amounts of energy, electricity, and computational infrastructure, which is not directly needed for their current chatbots. Their current chatbots is exported into a software that spouts out whatever you want. It's been overtrained by a highly computational infrastructure, but it doesn't need the computational infrastructure to keep running. So they are truly asking for resources to maintain the level of complexity that they have built above their product. And what they have built is exactly what YouTube had built. It's a whole maze of things you can't think and say. And it's a whole system about how to recognize, and it's about the numbers. And, you know, there was a documentary about YouTube hate speech, and the YouTube lady was like, oh, it's about this number, see? See, this could be a documentary about Hitler, and that would be okay. But the number 14, that is the number reveals the intent of the video. And so having a documentary about Hitler was okay, but having the number 14 on screen was not okay, combined with the documentary about Hitler. These systems is exactly what's being imposed to ChatGPT, and it's exactly what the Chinese don't need for TikTok, although they do have some degree of supervision over TikTok. It's never reached really the cognitive oppressive structure of YouTube. And similarly, DeepSeek has not reached the cognitive oppressive structure of ChatGPT. To me, ChatGPT is a loser, because we already know it's a loser. So I don't know why this DeepSeek news made so much waves, because to me, ChatGPT is already losing to Grok. Consider Elon Musk started Grok. Within weeks, he had a working product that was doing comedy better than ChatGPT. And now it's doing images, and I don't know that ChatGPT, last time I checked, it wasn't doing images. Maybe it does now. But Grok, to me, has been evolving faster than ChatGPT. So I think that, in a way, Elon Musk already demonstrated that Sam Altman doesn't want the money because the computational infrastructure is so much needed. He wants the money because he wants the power, and he wants to be declared the winner of the AI race without the product. Because the product, in the end, is very easy to copy. Elon Musk proved this. Because Elon Musk came within weeks and said, I'm going to get an AI on Twitter, and poof, it was there. It was almost up to par with ChatGPT, and eventually it was beyond what ChatGPT was doing. So whatever, DeepSeek, not DeepSeek, doesn't matter to me. What matters is you have a bunch of Jewish big tech executives right now who want to be declared the winner of a victory that they don't deserve. They want to be declared a de facto winner by the liberal order because they want to own the future of AI. And they're getting wrenches thrown into their bicycle now by China, but first and foremost by Elon Musk. So fuck these executives. ChatGPT is not the future of AI. AI will grow and evolve outside of the bounds of ChatGPT. And I hope that we have one day a kind of historical revisionism, which allows us to see Sam Altman for a gigantic fraud. I hope that we get to see this going forward. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. And I will see you all tomorrow. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, join the Patreon, the Subscribestar. Subscribe to my ex if you want to get update on my aging, dry-aged meat, dry-aged strip loin. I'm publishing pictures every day. It's looking great. We are at 4 days now. It's really looking great. The show needs your support to keep going. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow.